Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional messmaker. And I am back with another fun learning and skill building topic to discuss that is meant to support you in helping the kids in your life learn through play and exploration as they build new skills. I want to start this week's episode off with a warning. I am recovering from a pretty nasty cold, and I am having some difficulty speaking for long periods of time. So, this might be a very short episode, depending on how long I can ward off the cough reflex. And also, this episode might be a little bit difficult to listen to if I get into a coughing fit. I want to apologize in advance. So let's get started. This week, I want to talk about an area that I've been hearing some chatter about in recent days, and I'm gonna focus on a different aspect, but what I want to focus on is emotions and mental health. And that is something that has come up in public conversations, especially in the last few days, with something that I'm not going to really get into right now, but it got me thinking about the new school year and the previous couple of school years and the effects that it has had on the mental and emotional health of the kids in our lives. And I want to offer a fun way that you can not only approach this topic, but engage kids in taking it on head on. And there we go. Hopefully, my cough won't be too much of a disturbance through this episode. But I want to approach emotions and mental health from the aspect of a superhero. And we think of superheroes that have these unique powers. And I want to encourage those of you listening to this episode to tap into that in a way that will help kids realize their special abilities. And so if they're struggling with self-image or bullying or body image, which is just another form of self-image, using play and exploration, you can head off these issues by building in the kids in your lives a strong sense of self-worth, self-identity, self-image, and even body image. We live in, and have lived in for a while now, a very digital age where kids have all kinds of information, good, bad, positive, negative, helpful, unhelpful, however you want to label it, coming at them from every direction and for every purpose. And so if we as adults can instill in kids at a young age who they are, what they're worth, what they're capable of, what they contribute, what makes them unique, and really sow into them the understandings of the idea that they have these things to offer the world in a way that nobody else does or can offer. That is a way that you can ensure that your kids will have positive mental health. They will experience positive emotions and have positive reactions when things get difficult. Now, to have positive mental health or to have positive emotions does not mean that we never get angry, we never get frustrated, we never get sad, we never feel triggered or conflicted or any of those unpleasant feelings. It just means that when we are confronted with those things from people who have negative experiences, that we can counteract them with positive experiences and reactions. And that is the superhero mindset. And this can be a very difficult topic to approach with kids of any age. And so doing it with play and exploration and creativity and fun is a way to take the stigma away from it. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. I want to encourage you to engage kids in testing themselves, essentially. You can set up invitations to explore social situations, invitations to explore emotions, using play-based social situations. In the past, when I've talked about younger kids' experiences, I've called this dramatic play. But you can set it up as an invitation. You can set out loose parts that spark curiosity. You can set out a learning experience around something like, we'll use a baker, for instance. And perhaps we'll go with a chef instead. I think it might be a little bit easier. A chef tends to work with a team. They have assistants and people who are responsible for certain stations within a kitchen. And so you can set up an environment like that that encourages kids to confront different social situations and work through them in positive ways. Now, you can set up those interactions in a way that negative experiences are able to pop up, but then give kids tools to approach those negative reactions with positive responses. So perhaps they actually cook something and something gets spilled and someone gets angry that something gets spilled. The positive reaction to that is to have someone else interject and talk down the person who is having an angry reaction by using positive, calm words, and even offer the person who's having a negative reaction that they will help not only clean up the mess, but resolve the issue. You can also set up long-term projects. You can set up long-term projects that tap into your kid's superhero abilities. And so perhaps they're struggling with socialization or communication or bullying itself. And perhaps you can set up a long-term project that dives into different aspects of those feelings and experiences and how kids can stand up for themselves and deflect that negative interaction and turn it around so that they walk away from the experience feeling positive about themselves when someone else tried to make them feel negative. Obviously, that is not something, a lesson that is going to be learned with one activity. So you would want to set up a long-term project, a series of experiences that practices these situations that allows kids to confront them in a circumstance in which they know that they are safe to explore and express themselves, that then allows them to learn as they express themselves. And then they could take those lessons into a real life situation where they might have otherwise felt threatened or belittled. And instead of shying away or just taking in the negativity, they actually stand up for themselves because they had 2, 3, 4, 5 days worth of activities that they could participate in that allowed them to practice the skills that they need to feel like more of a superhero. Sorry about that little background noise there. Bug apparently is saying hello. You can also do experiments that can explore mental and emotional health with kids. So you can do chemical reaction experiments that emulate both positive and negative emotions. You can talk about what different social experiences feel like. And then you can take those feelings and turn them into a chemical science experiment. And again, that's a fun way to learn about science, but it's also a fun way to study emotions and give kids the opportunity to learn why they react to certain behavior from other people and what causes them to react in the way that they do and how they can alter that reaction and how our emotional responses are a process. So I hope that you are starting to see how you can use play and exploration and science, and you can even use math as a way to learn, but also help kids explore and channel their mental health needs and their emotional expression. So you can also set up challenges and activities that allow kids to express their emotions and their thoughts and their needs through an experience. If they're unable to use their words, sometimes it's easier to use actions or experiences. So, chemical reactions is another fun opportunity to, again, tie emotions into an experience. So you can allow kids to tie an emotion to a cause and effect reaction. So why does what causes a parachute to release when a cord is pulled? Or, you know, that actually, that's a good example of tying a reaction to our emotions. So when our emotions build and build and build and feel like they're getting bottled up inside, and then someone pulls on a random thread, maybe they say a certain thing or look at us a certain way, why is it that one particular thing that sets us off, that essentially releases our parachute? And obviously, when that happens, we don't have a graceful reaction. We tend to overreact and emotionally react. But using a metaphor like that and then an experiment like that can allow kids to experience and explore why they react the way that they do, which in the future can give them the understanding and the foresight to realize what's happening and have a different reaction in the future with a little bit of practice. This is a fun and safe way to help kids explore and express their emotions as well as their thoughts. In a way that takes the attention away from them and puts it on an experience, an experiment, as well as the feeling itself. So I want to encourage you this week to find not only your inner superhero, but help the kids in your life tap into their inner superhero. What kind of long-term project can you set up that allows the kids in your life to explore what makes them uniquely them. Are they really good at math? Are they really good at science? Are they really good at problem solving? Are they really good at comforting other people? I want to encourage you to set up activities and experiences that allow kids to engage these skill sets in a way that uses play, investigation, and exploration. The dramatic play that I was talking about a few minutes ago is a way that allows kids to take on a role that takes the focus off of them and allows them to feel free to become someone or something else, which is why I wanted to approach this topic around emotions and mental health as superheroes. Allowing kids to become superheroes or tap into their superhero abilities allows them to take the focus off of themselves, which, excuse me, allows them to feel free to explore and express themselves without fear of ridicule or investigation or interrogation. And when kids are maybe being bullied or disrespected or belittled or made to feel like they're not as smart as the other kids because they can't do things the way that other kids do, tapping into kids' unique abilities, their superpowers, or their superhero powers, is a way to reinforce their mental and emotional health and realize that just because they can't do things yet the way that other people can doesn't make them any less. It just makes them uniquely them. And I think with just in general, we all need more of that in our lives, but especially with all of the challenges we have faced in the last few years, we all need more of that in our lives. So, again, if you have someone as a kid in your life who is good at planning or drawing or construction or math and mathematical calculations or science and science principles, encourage them to reinforce those skills and see those skills as superpowers. And encourage them to show them off and be proud of those things, because those things make them uniquely them. And you will be amazed at how embracing those things that they're already good at will encourage kids of all ages, from 2 to 22. They will be encouraged to try new things, to build on the strength that they have discovered they already have. They will become encouraged and inspired to want to build new ones. And that's where the fun begins, and that's where the deeper learning begins, and that's where the deeper skill building begins. And before you know it, you're watching the kids in your lives grow and flourish and evolve and become more confident and more outgoing and more self-aware. And then, eventually, they're feeling a part of something bigger than themselves. And they realize that they want to stand out. They want to be seen as different. They want to be recognized for the things that make them uniquely them. And as adults, we understand that that is what makes life most enjoyable, is when you can show up and stand out and bring unique abilities or superpowers to any number of situations. We call that self-fulfillment as adults. As kids, I would just call it the good stuff that life should always be made of. And so that's what I want to encourage you to go out and tap into with the kids in your life. And just in general, have fun. Take on a superhero persona. And I actually want to challenge you to share with me on social media how you either created a superhero persona or encouraged the kids in your life to use their superhero persona to take on or power through emotions that they were struggling with or thoughts that they were struggling to process or social experiences that they were struggling to understand how to find their way through. I am excited to hear how you guys tap into your superhero powers, and I'm hoping that you will be willing to find me on Instagram and leave me some comments about how you tapped into your superhero and your superhero powers. I am going to make a post about that just for this very conversation, so you can look for that. And I hope we can further this conversation in that space. I also want to invite you, as I round out this week's episode, to join me for my weekly live lessons and my Boredom Buster experience. Two experiences where I go live weekly and I'm going to share activities on things like these that we talked about today. Superheroes and superhero powers and tapping into being a superhero to practice math and building language and social skills and all of those much needed skills and fun topics. And I'm going to demonstrate activities live in these experiences. Now, each experience is a little bit different. You can head over to thecreativecampusonline.com to find full descriptions of both of those experiences. They will not happen this week, as I don't have enough voice power to do that much talking this week, but they will be getting started again in the week to come. So I hope you'll head over there and check that out and actually join me. I'd love to engage with you in a virtual experience. Thanks for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next time when I'll have another fun topic to dive into together. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.